Well, good morning on this Saturday. Welcome to the 4th Annual Reformation Conference at Christ United Reformed Church. My name is Mike Brown. I have the privilege, I've had the privilege of serving this congregation for the past 14 years as their pastor. We are a congregation of a little more than 200 souls and part of the United Reformed Churches in North America. And if you are looking for a church that is committed to the Word of God, worships the Lord with reverence and awe, preaches Christ every Sunday from all the scriptures, this may be the people and place that you've been looking for. And so we invite you to worship with us any Sunday at 9:30 a.m. or 6 o'clock p.m. We are happy that you're here. We're thrilled that you're here. These past 3 years of Reformation conferences around October have been a blessing, a time of learning, a time of mutual fellowship. And we're pleased that you've joined us today as we consider how the 16th century Protestant Reformation is important for our world and our time today. A few housekeeping items before we begin. This is a small facility. There's restrooms in the back. Ladies' restroom to the back there on the right and men's to the left. There is a schedule you'll have printed on your agenda. As you can see, we're already a little bit behind, but that's all right. And we'll try to follow that in some punctual manner today. Snacks and beverages are provided during the break times. Lunch is not provided, but there is a list of nearby restaurants printed for you inside the bulletin. There will also be a Q&A time at the end after the lunch break. If you have questions for our speaker today, I encourage you to write those questions down. We won't be passing a microphone around, but you'll have an opportunity to ask any question you like. Write down your question on the 3x5 card that's been given to you. And have those been given out yet or no? No. Okay. They will be given out. I trust they will. And then they'll be collected at the end of each lecture. And so, in other words, you'll have an opportunity to ask questions, and then those will be fielded for our speaker. And then also there'll be a raffle opportunity to win some prizes, some books, or I think there's some White Horse Inn or Westminster Seminary swag, they call it, that will be offered for free. The deal is with that, you have to have a ticket and you have to be present. So if you leave after the lunch break and we call your number, your prize will go to someone else. There are also books in the back. You can see they are marked below retail price. There's wonderful books. There are tools for learning more about the Reformation, Reformed theology, children's books on church history, and I've been told that this year you can even use your card to pay for those. I think in years past they've only been available by cash. And so if you're looking for more reading material, opportunities to learn and go a little more deeper in your understanding of the Reformation, historic Christianity, or even have children's books on church history, those are available to you. And I believe there are also tables present from White Horse Inn and Westminster Seminary. So during the break, have a look, peruse a little, and also you can see there's name tags that you all have. Get to know one another. There's quite a representation of different churches in the San Diego area and Southern California present today, and what a blessing it is for us to get together and to have a time of fellowship and learning together. Well, our conference this year is unique in that it falls, as many of you know, on the 500th anniversary of that historic event that typically marks the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. On All Saints' Eve, October 31st, 1517, an Augustinian monk by the name of Martin Luther posted what are known now as his 95 theses, 95 things that he wanted to discuss and debate amongst his colleagues and within the academy. And he posted that on the castle church door in Wittenberg, Germany. And they were concerns that he had, problems that he had identified within the Roman Catholic Church. And the church was ripe at that time for this kind of discussion and debate. For years, there had been growing concern about corruption and immorality in the papacy and among clergy. Many people had questioned how much authority the Pope should have. And at the same time, the Renaissance had birthed a new interest in studying texts in their original languages. The newly invented printing press allowed books and tracts to be published at a rate never seen before. And there was an openness to learning. Luther came along at this time, and he posts his 95 Theses, and he followed that by about 30 years of labor devoted to preaching, teaching, writing, publishing on the recovery of the gospel and the authority of Scripture, critical doctrines that had become obscured during the Middle Ages. And the Reformation, this is the Reformation that we think of 500 years ago, has left us with riches that need to be rediscovered in every age. And this is why it's important for us to think about these things on a Saturday in 2017. We need to remember the past. In American culture, we tend to forget history because we are a people obsessed with the present and the future, and we tend to not know the past very well. We forget the past because we love whatever is new and improved. But Christianity, in fact, is a religion that is centered on what God has done in history. Our faith rests on what Christ accomplished in his life, death, and resurrection, witnessed by people in the past. And we need to remember what God has done, what we believe, why we believe it, and then we need to pass that on to the next generation. And today, as we give more time to think deeply about what Martin Luther and the Protestant Reformation has provided to us, we'll realize once again that it's all about the gospel. This is what needs to be rediscovered by us in our day. Every generation is confronted with new fears and false hopes, but the gospel doesn't change. Only that message, the message of the fact that we can be right with God through the finished work of Jesus Christ, only that can replace our fears with joy and our false hopes with a true and living hope. And that's what we hope to think about today. And so before we hear from our speaker, let's go to the Lord and let's ask for his blessing today. Let's pray. Our God and our Father, we humble ourselves as we come before you as people who are concerned about the truth, people who desire to know what you have done in the past through Jesus Christ and what that means for us even today. We pray, Father, that this conference, this gathering, a time of listening and learning, thinking, would be edifying to us and would bring much glory to your name. We pray that you would bless us with warm fellowship today amongst brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray that you would be with our speaker, Dr. Godfrey. And Lord, that you would watch over him and use his gifts, as you have so faithfully over many years, to bring us food that we need for our souls and things for us to think more deeply about. And so we pray, Father, that this would bring you honor and glory today and would be used for the furtherance of your gospel. For we ask these things through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.